Welcome back, everyone, to GDC Live. I'm James, and we are here in beautiful San Francisco, and I have my bearded friend, Andrew, joining me.
I am impressed.
Yes. It's been a slow transition. No one knows who I am, but it's okay.
Yeah.
And we're here. We're talking about Dream Build Play, this game competition that just finished, correct? Is that what
that
happened?
That is correct, yeah.
So what the heck is Build Dream Play, and what's going on?
So Dream Build Play is a contest that Microsoft actually ran for about 5 years in our old X&A days.
Oh, okay, yeah,
so they wanted indie devs to build games for Xbox 360 and Windows Phone, and so they created this competition. It ran for about 5 years, and then we stopped about 4 years ago.
Oh.
Last year, we were talking about how do we re-engage with indie devs and show them that we're here to support them and trying to make them successful.
Yeah.
And what better way to actually bring back a much beloved, concept. In fact, last GDC we were here, before we launched it, no one knew what we were relaunching.
Oh, cool.
And we actually had people coming up to us and saying, can you guys bring back Dream Build Play? It was such an awesome launching pad for my career, or, I've heard from friends that can you bring that back?
Yeah,
and we were
totally.
Oh my God.
Who doesn't love free promotion of the game that they're working on?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So that's what we did. And we launched last June, and we let developers build games in over a 6 month period. They could bring in games they already started working on, but we had till December 31st for them to submit games. We had four categories. We had console, PC, mixed reality, and we really, as I said, we really wanted to support them and make them successful. And so not only did we have that core competition with the four categories, we kept it alive by doing two things. One, we had some additional sub-contests, like a developer diary contest, where we actually challenged you as an indie dev to write about your experience in building games on the Microsoft ecosystem,
cool. Which
was fantastic. We had dozens of blog series, right? Not individual posts, series. We had the winner actually ended up doing about 8 or 9 posts spanning the 6 month period from when he started with concepting to now my game is in the store,
yeah. And
everything in between. And some of them were really deeply technical, and it was fantastic to see them all coming out with that. We had other contests sponsored by partners like Zola and HyperX and Unity. And then the second thing we did was we grew Dream Build Play up to be a community as well.
Oh,
and
nice.
So the website you can see behind us, well, I know these are some of the finalists we have, but we also have this community where any developer, even now, the contest is done, but the community's still there, you can go in there and create a profile. And the profile is more than just your name, picture, where you're from. It actually lists out all the different ways people can connect with you, all the technical skills you have, and what games you've worked on. And we don't care what platform you've built on,
yeah. Just
show us the games. And
got it, so I'm a new game dev, I used to write Xbox 360 games back in the day. So I could go on there, I could create my profile, I'd be like, hey, I'm working on a new game for Android or for iOS.
Yeah.
I'm using Mono Game maybe, or I'm using Unity, and I could kind of create my own little game dev profile.
Exactly. And then what's great about that is, let's say you were doing all of that stuff, but you didn't have audio engineering, right? That's not a skill that's not in your forte. You can go in that community, filter by audio engineering as a skill, see that I might have that, check out the games I've worked on and say, I like the sound quality in those games. I'm going to reach out to him by any one of those different social connections that he's put out there.
Yeah.
And so that's what we did that for. We're really trying to help the community find each other and support each other as well.
I like that.
And so Dream Build Play really took off. We had almost 6,000 developers sign up for the program. Almost 2,000 actually have those public profiles. And we had hundreds of games in the contest. It was fantastic.
That's awesome, because I think for me, as someone that does a lot of app dev but always still interested in game dev, when I start out a new game, it's circles and squares and terrible things, because I'm like, I'm not an artist. I'm not a graphic designer,
Yeah.
But I need to go maybe find some people that maybe are like, hey, I'll totally come help out. Or if you win the challenge, I got a bunch of cash to pay some people, which is really cool too.
Exactly.
So I'm looking at the website. This is dreambuildplay.com. And on here, I'm seeing the finalists. So these are categorized by, I see, PC
by the four
games.
Categories. Yeah, and so you'll see the number one, the $100,000 cash prize was for cloud-powered games. We have Stellar Conquest, Clash of Camelot, and the Hadron Effect. We had the finals for this, the live finals. We actually streamed live through Mixer.
Oh, nice.
And all of the finalists dialed in through Skype. We really wanted to show the spectrum of Microsoft and how we fully embrace the cloud in all those things. We could have had a live finals and had everyone in a theater, but we thought, why not actually use the cloud properly
to
do that? So we had our judges here in San Francisco just before GDC. They all got to go hands-on with all these 12 games. And then they did this Skype Q&A with each of the teams from wherever they were. Romania, the UK, Singapore, Italy, you know, the Canada, the US. Like, it was a fully global thing. I should say in the community, there's over 100 countries have developers represented.
It makes sense. Developers that are and designers and gameplay designers are everywhere all over the world.
Now, so this is the PC category. They have $50,000 for this. Forbidden Arts, Ghost Scurry, and Imperium. And if you want to just look at the other two categories, and then I'll talk about the winners.
Yeah.
Mixed reality, where we challenge people to build for HoloLens or the Windows mixed reality platform.
Because there's a, can you kind of talk about the two categories there? Because it says mixed reality, but there's obviously VR and the whole aspect. So what were the aspects?
It was all combined, right? We said, hey, you need to build a game in the mixed reality spectrum. And it's up to you how you want to do it. These are all Windows mixed reality games. They're all like full VR experiences. Racket NX, Windlands, and Prison Boss. One of the things I love about this particular category, I get really excited about this stuff, you know, so apologize.
It geeks me out, I love it. I don't know anything about it. It's all it's all crazy, it's magic.
But the thing about this, all 12 games that ended up being in the finals are all different genres. There's one FPS, there's one sports game, there's one.
Yeah.
And that's even true here in mixed reality, where you think mixed reality kind of is a bit more constrained with what you can do with it. No.
No.
You have a sports game, you have a prison, like a virtual reality experience where you are in a prison trying to be a crime lord, and then you have this thing where you kind of swing from tree to tree in this open world, bottomless type universe, and it's just fantastic.
And then
our final category, console. This one, we actually challenged developers to use the new Xbox Live Creators Program to actually build games for Xbox.
So, right there, what is, well, you can just break it down, what is the Xbox Live Creators Program?
Xbox Live Creators Program is a free program for any indie game dev to be able to publish a game on Windows 10 or Xbox One and implement Xbox Live services.
Oh.
It gives you like 80% of the Xbox Live stack for free, no NDA required, no additional cost. As long as you've got a dev center account, you can basically tick the box, and it's as simple as ticking a box once you've implemented that. The absolute minimum you need if you want to go on the console is Xbox Live Gamertag.
Oh, cool.
Because, hey, you want to be able to see who's playing the game.
Makes sense.
As long as you've got that, in the dev center, you got your game, it's a checkbox. I want an Xbox as well.
Nice. Oh, that's awesome.
How easy is that?
I love really as a developer, just easy in, just like, I need to go and do this little thing, check, and now I have a bunch of functionality.
Yeah. And when we had the finals, and let's get onto that now, when we had the finals, it was interesting seeing how many of these converted, some of these actually came from other platforms.
Yeah.
And they were saying, it took me like 3 weeks to port this to Xbox.
Oh, that's really cool.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's pretty impressive.
Did you want to play the sizzle reel real quick?
Let's get that going.
All right, let's go over here. I'm going to go full screen on this puppy and go for it. So these are all the finalists.
That's correct. This is all of the finalists. Yeah, some fantastic visuals. But more importantly, all of them had really, really immersive gameplay, really fun. The VR ones were, some of our judges were like, whoa, I don't know if I can handle this, But the cloud stuff, the PC category is my personal favorite. We actually had such a hot contest in the PC category. So many great games in that. That one there, that little sort of arcade-y type one, Ghost Scurry, was probably my personal favorite. I'm glad I wasn't a judge and had to decide. So let's run through the winners, because I know that's what we want to do today. And so in the cloud category.
Yeah, let's go one by one. Yeah, so these are the finalists, right?
Yeah, these are the finalists. The game that won is a game that actually, with the cloud, we had an additional requirement that, what do you do with Azure?
Yeah, right? There's a lot of things. We were talking a lot about Azure. Is it my connectivity? Is it my leaderboards? Is it my, what all am I doing on the back? Doing physics rendering on the back end? There's a lot of things you can do. Yeah.
Exactly. And so the winner is Stellar Conquest.
Okay.
Those guys used Azure to procedurally generate galaxies.
Whoa. Oh, right? Nice. Very cool.
And to manage all the multiplayer aspect of it. And they did some really clever things where you think you're in this world where potentially hundreds of thousands of other players, but because of the way they could do stuff in Azure, they didn't need to do a lot of overhead to just be able to handle what you were doing in this universe.
And this is really nice when you tap on one of the games. You actually get to learn about the team that was creating it.
That's
learn
right.
A little bit more. See and
you
connect
have screenshots.
With the team.
You have a trailer. Every game had to have its own trailer. So if you scroll past these five screenshots, the last one will be a video as well, showing off the game itself.
There we go.
So yeah, it's fantastic. This was a space conquest game. It was actually inspired by an old BBS game in the early 90s, I think it was. And the guy's been wanting to recreate that experience, but in a whole new way. So this is what he did.
Yeah,
he's
very
been
cool.
a one-man guy. It was really humbling watching him when we announced the winner. You know, $100,000 is a pretty significant chunk of change.
It's a good chunk of change, yeah.
And he was literally in tears, overwhelmed with what that could mean for him. He's been slaving away. He actually even had a call out to his kids who apparently were watching the stream live on an Xbox. And he's like, hey guys, guess what? You know. So that was fantastic.
That's pretty awesome. Also in the trailer too, it's kind of cool because as a game dev, you start learning about the other services that we provide. Like there's cloud saves, there's Xbox Live integration. Those may not be some of the things you think about integrating, but sometimes like contests, they kind of push you forward to try some new things and actually finish the game.
That's right, yeah.
That's another thing too.
Yeah. So. And all of these games, one of the requirements was they actually had to get into the store. Because we really wanted to push the developers.
So I can get this today.
All of these are available through the store.
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right, so let's go into the next category here.
Yeah,
let's
look at PC. PC game. This is my favorite category. And these three games were just really fantastic. You had Forbidden Arts, which was Overworld was a 3D world that you would run around in. And then when you would dive into a level, it was a 2D platformer. That screenshot is one of the 2D levels. You can see how 3D even that
is. Yeah, that's really cool.
Ghost Gurry is one of those Twitch games where, you know, the road sort of builds as you're traveling, and then you've got to make the call which way you turn. But they have such a rocking soundtrack on that as well. It's just fantastic.
Very cool.
And then finally, the winner, Imperium, is basically a sci-fi Diablo.
Oh, nice.
I should say it's an action RPG, but you know, all of us know what you know. An action RPG is via it being a Diablo. So these guys, you know, when they were asked why sci-fi, they were like, there's so many of these great action RPG games played that are all fantasy, and there's very few that are sci-fi. And so that's what they did here. Did you see the video there at all? Or?
It looks like that one is not active currently.
Oh, okay.
So.
They may have taken it down post-contest, so we'll follow up with them on that. But, you know, you can see there what kind of thing. It's really interesting because it's a mix of magic and sci-fi and technology. So it was really cool. One of the things these guys had was a really interesting backstory because the main developer used to be a competitive multiplayer, gamer.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
And then ended up with Crohn's disease. And so had quite a long recovery from that and then wanted to give back to the gaming community. And so he decided to create this game, but built into the game are bonuses for you taking a break.
Oh, nice.
Right?
Nice.
And so you don't get penalized. So it's like, hey, every hour, if you take a 5-minute break, you get extra in-game bonuses
cool.
Power-ups and things that you don't otherwise get to really encourage you to say, you know what?
Time to take a break.
Jump up, walk around, come back, you know?
Love it.
So that was really, really cool as well. They threw that in there. Mixed reality. This is the one where the judges were just so... How do we decide between
these
three
games? It's
got to
be hard. I mean, and they're all so different, too. You look at online battle arena, action adventure, and simulation. I mean, none of those are, there's no overlap, right?
No.
Except for that, they're all in mixed reality.
And they're all so immersive and so real feeling. It was really interesting where the decision finally came down to controls. And one of them had just had this really intuitive control. And they were like, we don't even know how you're doing that. with the mixed reality controls to make it feel so much like hands. But I want to call out Racket NX as well because it's like a 3D breakout.
Oh, very cool.
Where you're, competitively playing and trying to hit the ball against the wall, which is full of hexes, and just the challenge of being able to sort of do trick shots and things, and it was fully 3D on that.
Oh, that's very cool.
But the winner was Prison Boss VR. Oh,
nice.
Those guys, one of the questions I had for the judges was how many of you guys had to roll your own cigarettes? you basically had to build up a cache of contraband and really control the jail. And there were multiple jails you could actually get into.
I love the like even some of the, the actual graphics, but some of the animation style they have going on and getting out. It's very interesting. And then so you're in VR essentially, and your hands are there.
That's right. Your hands are using the Windows Mixed Reality controllers, and as I said, they worked out all these different tricks on, if you're swiveling the controller in this particular way and you're holding the button in this way, your hand can actually close. You can see those fingers
really
are like,
good, yeah.
And all the judges were unanimous that it was just such a natural feeling. They didn't even realize they were just using a controller. They were using, they felt like they were using their hands.
That's very cool.
So that was fantastic.
Yeah, I'm gonna go try this as soon as I get home. It's so cool. All right, let's go to our last category before we get out of here. Console. So are these all then on the Xbox One?
That's right. Yeah, if you go on the Xbox One, you can actually search through the Xbox Live Creators program. It's called the Creators Collection.
Nice.
And you'll find these guys there. A couple of them are ports from other platforms, but that didn't mean they were excluded because it's still
a lot
work,
of work,
right?
Yeah, it's work you had to put into.
Apparently it wasn't a lot of work.
Apparently
but, But we've got three such different things. We've got a fighting game like Mario Bros. Super Smash.
Yep.
Kingsguard was a tower defense game. And then Train Bandits, one of those Twitch games that, you're just standing on a train and bandits are coming on either direction.
Nonstop.
You just got to fight them off. And it's just like a slap game, but with a little, a little bit of a different ways of control, fighting off the different guys.
Very cool.
And that was really cool. But the winner was Fighties.
Was Fighties.
These guys were... it was super interesting. Two twins from Hawaii built this game, and it was because of their love for Super Smash Bros. And they wanted to have their own sort of fighting game.
Yeah, it looks like there's some Towerfall
type of
inspiration in here as well, which is
really
cool.
And they had a level editor as well, which I think was the tipping point for the judges, was that not only did they build this game out that you could play, but UGC was featured heavily as well. Allowed you to create your own. And so the developers were talking about how they've seen some really creative things. And you can see it's a classic fighting game.
Yeah.
Some characters are melee, some are missile. And so they had to...
Unique
weapons and characteristics and abilities. So just a really fun game to play. And then with that UGC, just really took it over the edge.
And I love that you can go to dreambuildplay.com, learn all about the games, go and download and play all the games right now.
That's right.
Andrew, this has been awesome. Thank you so much for coming out.
Yeah, of
course. Going through all the winners, and congratulations to all the developers, not only just that one, but everyone that entered.
Exactly.
I know how much hard work it is.
Yeah.
And it really shows and paid off an awesome promotion.
Cool.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah. And stay tuned for more live from GDC.